Back now with Day to Day, U.S. Airways is making a hostile takeover bid for Delta Airlines. Delta has said repeatedly it is not interested in a merger, but the airline is bankrupt and maybe some of its creditors are interested. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us. Amy, why does U.S. Airways, first of all, want to buy a bankrupt airline?
Well, most analysts say this is an industry in need of consolidation. There are just too many of those traditional hub and spoke carriers in this country. And airlines that are in bankruptcy protection are popular targets because they have more flexibility to revise things like labor contracts and relationships with vendors. In fact, U.S. Air itself was acquired by America West after it emerged from bankruptcy last year. And U.S. Airways says by merging with Delta, the two airlines could save more than $1.5 billion a year. But Richard Abulafia isn't so sure. He's an airline analyst with the Teal Group. And he says these are two airlines with vastly different cultures, different labor structures, and different airplanes. Delta flies mostly Boeing aircraft. U.S. Airways prefers Airbus.
One of the great attractions of a merger is getting as much commonality as possible in terms of maintenance, in terms of buying practices, and in terms of pilot training. When you have a very heterogeneous fleet like the one that would emerge as a result of this merger, it would be very difficult to obtain those cost savings.
There are also antitrust considerations. The combined airline, which, by the way, would go by the name Delta, would be the largest carrier in 155 cities. So the Justice Department would definitely be taking a look at potential problems there.
It seems like a lot of obstacles to overcome for this deal to go through.
Well, as you said, you know, this is a hostile takeover bid, which means that U.S. Airways has gone straight to Delta shareholders, which in this case are the airline's creditors. They would get $4 billion in cash and about 78 million shares of U.S. Airways stock. And given the success of that merger with America West last year, analysts say creditors may be seduced.
And what will all this mean for passengers, Amy?
Well, again, that deal I mentioned with America West has been pretty good for customers by most accounts. The airline says it's lowered its leisure airfares by an average 24% since then. And if you have frequent flyer miles on either of the airlines, you would get to merge them. The downside, of course, would be that customers would have even fewer choices when they travel. And we'll have more on this story later today on Marketplace.
Thank you, Amy Scott of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace from American Public Media.